How often do you check in with your people? With Minted, turning your iPhone family photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. Now, the mild weather in the last few days might lead you to believe we're kind of early in the autumn, but not so. Winter's around the corner. So winter food, and I think of soup.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of soup, Aisling, partially because the Avonmore Soup Factory, as we call it, Tierlawn now, is just down the road from me. So where we live smells like soup
when you
get close to the winter.
Unreal.
Yeah, I know. It's lovely.
What is your favourite soup? Your favorite flavor soup?
I like a Mexican bean, kind of a chili base. Nearly soup, yeah.
With a little bit of heat?
No, as bland as possible. So much so it would offend the people of Mexico.
Oh my God. But beans, corn.
Yeah, beans, corns, lentils, all that sort of stuff in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Delicious.
Maybe actually a nice seafood chowder as well.
Well, aren't you just in luck?
Oh, really?
I brought you my famous, amazing, creamy seafood cheddar I would hands on heart put that into any competition to win.
It's amazing.
There's mussels, there's beautiful big langoustine Dublin Bay prawn sitting on top. Gorgeous.
Oh, it smells so good.
I've also brought us a beef pho, which is like a Vietnamese beef broth with noodles.
Okay.
And beautifully seasonal mushroom tarragon celeriac soup.
So
I think
lovely.
That's the whole kind of like point of the conversation. Sometimes soup can be really boring. And we think of it as boring because it's allowed to be boring. And I'm one of those people who doesn't. Like, I'll refuse soup more than I'll take soup sometimes because it can be really boring.
I'd never order soup in a restaurant.
No, never. It's the most boring starter on a list.
We were in a restaurant in New York. Now, people don't want to hear about New York.
I want to hear it all. Go.
But we were in a restaurant and this is a bit boring as well because I get it. I got the goat's cheese and beetroot, which I just love goat's cheese and beetroot. But two of the people I was with got the cauliflower soup. Now, they said it was delicious, but I was like,
but was it just cauliflower soup or was it cauliflower soup with harissa and little bits of crispy halloumi?
Sure, I don't know, but I wasn't getting soup. I'm not going to a restaurant to get soup.
No,
way out of that.
And look, I'm the same. I would never order soup at a wedding. I would never order soup at a restaurant. But when I will take soup and when it has a real, real value is when it's comfort. Like, it really is comfort. And from that nutrient perspective, like, it's just such an easy win. You're getting one, two portions of extra veg in just like that. But I think we have real affiliation with soup and it is so attached to nostalgia. As you said, it's the smell. Like, you know that smell from home. You know, that's the smell of that soup from home. I know soup that my nanny makes. I know soup that my mom makes. And I think it's those soups that sometimes we kind of get tied up in. Or if you had a beautiful minestrone when you were in Italy and you try and recreate it when you come home.
But it's all as well. It's funny how we associate it with kind of the winter and the,
oh, for
the
sure.
darker weather. Even though we eat hot meals all the way through the summer. But this particular hot meal we seem to park.
Oh, yeah.
Except maybe the chowder. That, you know, in the summer people
or
have
do
that.
You remember a few months back during the summer I brought you Salmiero, which is this cold tomato soup that you did not like.
Nah.
I saw your face. You didn't love it that day.
Well, listen.
You preferred a hot soup.
Everything can't be a home run, Aisling.
Listen, I know that. I'm accepting that fact. And that's the thing. We're so much more accustomed to hot soup here than cold soup. And it is. There's something, even like a mug of soup. Like the concept of the cup of soup, you know, the 3 p.m. stuff.
Yeah.
That marketing campaign I heard recently, I won't even tell you, but millions was spent to put that connotation into our brains. 4 p.m., Put your hands around a mug of hot soup and it's going to ease all of your problems.
Yeah.
And there is something in it. It's hydration. So like, it's like having a cup of tea. It's hydration.
Yeah.
You have to just veer away from the ones that are the salty.
Very salty cup of tea.
That's the problem when they're made on the stocks. They can be really, really salty.
Yeah, they are very salty.
There's a couple of really good top tips to making like a great soup, I think, which is so important because it can fit in so much in terms of, like I said, the hydration. It's low calorie in So she looking over at her chowder. In some capacities, chowder is not included in that, nor should chowder ever be. Do you want to start eating while I'm talking?
Yeah, maybe I will actually.
It all actually is hot.
Will I start with the chowder?
Start with the chowder.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's just, it's absolutely amazing. And I brought you some homemade soda, brown soda bread as well, with butter that is thick enough to leave heat marks in, I think.
Oh, that is so good.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
You're eating it with a dessert spoon.
I know, I'm appalled.
Well, I'm appalled for you because I went through my drawers at home and I brought four different soups. I was waiting for you to give out about the dessert spoon because you always give out to me about a dessert spoon.
Well, I'm just
soup.
So used to the low standards here when it comes to soup. You know?
Not my low standards.
No.
By the way, there's a little bit of psychology when it comes to spoons, that the heavier the spoon, the more psychologically you associate the dish with being richer, more luxurious, more nutrient dense, more kind
of. Well, this is rich and luxurious,
isn't it?
Nutrient dense.
Well, I tell you all about it.
Regardless of spoon.
Isn't it? Isn't
yeah.
it so good?
Tell me about it.
So we start with onions and carrots. You want to release the sweetness. And this goes for every single soup you make. You start with butter and oil in your pan. So the butter will add flavour. The oil will stop everything burning. When whatever veg go in, whatever your base is, onion, garlic, be it that it's ginger, chilli, carrots, whatever, everything has to be low and slow at the start. The purpose of that is not to fry the onions. The purpose of that is to release the natural sweetness out of all of those veg. Because think of them, they're the holy trinity normally of onion, carrot and celery. And that's what the base of your chowder should be. And most of your stocks. There's something called a cartouche, okay? So it's a French word. It's as simple as a sheet of parchment paper. And I talk about this all of the time. If you take nothing else away from this today, that cartouche, which is a sheet of parchment paper, you just sit it on top. So as the vegetables sweat, you sit it on top. So rather than it having a lid on and the steam rising up to the top of the saucepan, hitting the lid back down into water and dropping in, you don't want to do that.
Doing a bit of bread dippage here now while you talk.
It's so good. Goodness. So the salmon in that, I'm digressing a little bit, but the salmon in that, there's smoked haddock in that. There is a little bit of cod in there. There's the beautiful prawns. You've got the full body, the full head, everything in there because you're getting all of the flavour from the full head. Then you just pop the big prawn out and there's mussels in there. Now, sometimes I don't put in the shellfish, but I know you like shellfish and it does add a whole, if you're okay to put it in, it adds
a whole
layer of flavour. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful focaccia. It's a rosemary focaccia. Now that's, I think that will pair really nicely with the mushroom soup as well. And I'll tell you why when we get to it. But either that or the brown bread. It's just like, and I know they say that about chowder. It's a meal in itself, isn't it? You're just missing like a pint of Guinness.
Yeah. Sorry, we were sweating our vegetables there.
Sweating our vegetables. Cartouche on top. So there are your top two tips. Go low and slow. Put that cartouche on. After that, stock. The quality of the stock that you use is really important. Try and use a good quality. Like there's a couple of different companies like a bone broth out there or a homemade stocks. They're €5 or €6 for a carton of them. They transform your soups.
Okay.
Then blend it. Blitz it down much more. And when we get to the mushroom soup, you'll see an example of that. When you go into really good restaurants, the soup is so smooth because they've passed it through like a chinoise or like a sieve.
Okay.
And they've taken out. So they've blitzed it. That's the thing at home. We tend to put the soup into the food processor. 2 or 3 minutes, blitzed, it's done.
Yeah.
And if you're all right with a bit of a chunky soup, then that's fine. But if you want it to be beautifully smooth and creamy, you want to blitz it for a long time. So again, mushrooms are so in season at the moment. And I know we talk about it, but we have amazing Irish mushroom producers in this country that we didn't know about them so much. They weren't so prominent a couple of years ago.
What's in that now, that mushroom?
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah.
Celeriac and tarragon.
Okay.
So mushrooms take this aniseedy flavour so well. And that's, I think, one of the things we have to take away from soups. It's about pairing clever little spices, little herbs with them that just...
It's almost like a kind of a licorice-y aftertaste off it. Yeah,
that's it. That's it. And the mushrooms can handle it. Again, if you're making a mushroom soup, always buy the chestnut mushrooms, which are the brown ones, instead of the babies, or mix both. And then if you can get a little like shiitake mushroom, or you can buy these like dried porcini. They only cost €3 or €4 in the supermarket. Soak those in a little bit of boiling water and put some of that mushroom liquor into your mushroom soup.
Yeah.
Parmesan. If you have a parmesan rind hanging around in the fridge, shove it into any of your soups.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It just releases so much umami. And particularly parmesan mushrooms. Like, they're a really lovely kind of win. Again, with mushrooms, it's that very autumnal winter. So you're talking things like rosemary, thyme. They're the herbs you want to use. Or if you're going for a softer one, the tarragon works.
What about dip? What's the etiquette for dipping?
Dip away.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, if you were somewhere super fancy, you might not dip. But I mean, when you're just enjoying a gorgeous bowl of soup, I mean, totally dip the bread because the warm bread melts the butter. Plus, it helps to absorb all the flavour. I mean, I wouldn't eat soup without dipping bread, to be honest with you. Croutons on top.
Is that the rosemary focaccia again?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's really delicious, isn't it? And it's just, again, it's that, it's so simple, but you're getting in 2 or 5 a day. Plus you're having your little bit of bread on the side. And it's, yeah, I think it's really, really gorgeous.
Would you bulk make this now?
All my soups. I don't know why anybody would ever make soup and only make enough for one day. Like, it's just like having free supermarket at home in your freezer. Because you just like, you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Make a double batch, freeze it. Soup freezes so well. Put it in the freezer and then just take it out. Another couple of ones that I have, and I'm going to put all of these up. They're all on the website already, but I'll put them on my Instagram, Aisling Larkin, at the end, or tomorrow probably at this stage. But my 3-2-1 soup. If you have children who want a soup,
okay.
3 carrots, 2 potatoes, 1 onion.
Yeah.
Stock.
Yeah.
Cook it down.
Yeah.
Take it off the heat.
Yeah.
So but put in 350 mils of milk into that. Blitz it up. I can honestly tell you there's been thousands of messages over the years from me, from people who are young and old, who will say, my father, who's 84, didn't have a great appetite, has stopped eating, and he will eat that soup all day for me.
3-2-1 soup.
3-2-1 soup. It's an absolute winner. It's brilliant.
What's this soup?
Foo.
Foo. Beef foo.
Yeah. So Vietnamese P-H-O is how you'll see it written on a menu.
Now it comes, you've brought a little dressing.
Yeah.
There's heat in that.
It's sriracha. It's super hot. And I put it purposely on the side. I wouldn't dream of putting it on because I know it might potentially ruin it for you. So I was not going to do that.
I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot for you.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
So while I try this and blow my brains out, you tell us about the foo.
I will tell you about it. Beef foo. So again, it's a broth. Based soup from Vietnam. So it's a noodle and broth based soup with beautiful thin strips of sirloin steak in there.
Mm.
So again, these are just soups that are not just soups. They're a mealy, all right?
It's hot, all right.
Little bit spicy.
Yeah.
Little bit. Again, start with a stock. One of the game changers to making a soup at home is not just using a stock cube or a stock pot, but it's buying one of those. Like I said, a couple of beautiful Irish companies making them.
Mm.
They're what they say on the tin. They're bones that are boiled down with carrots, celery, water, a couple of herbs, and then they're strained and you buy them. So like I said, it's going to cost you maybe 5 or 6 euro for like 500 mils of them.
Okay.
But the difference they make, plus the fact, and there's never any claims on the front of the packages, but in terms of, they say that they're full of things like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, so for inflammation, for bone, joint
okay.
health. They can't make those claims, but that's why traditionally bone broth has really been there. So the foo starts with your beef broth, and into that you put ginger, onions, and you just allow them to infuse. So bring the stock to the boil and infuse the onions and the ginger. Then strain it out because you don't want those. They were just for the flavour in there. Then into that, you're going to put a little bit of palm sugar. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I brought you palm sugar?
Yeah.
That little soft kind of brown sugar?
Yeah.
You can't get palm sugar, just brown sugar. Soy sauce and fish sauce. So that's what's bringing the salty, the sweet, that big, deep umami flavour from the fish sauce. And then, great tip, take your steak, cut the fat off, wrap it in cling film, a few hours before you want it, put it in the freezer, cut it really, really thin. So when you freeze it, it allows you to cut your beef like super thin. Pan as hot, smoking as you can get it.
Mm.
Put that beef in really, really hot. Fry it. It's only going to take 2 or 3 minutes, like less. Sear it. And then the beef goes in and then you're using these flat rice noodles. They go in and then you want to garnish it. So it's that big flavour at the end. Things like scallions, things like mint, basil, coriander. A couple of crispy onions.
Yeah.
And you're done. And they're gorgeous.
Absolutely delicious. And
what's your favourite?
The
chowder.
Chowder.
Has to be the absolutely chowder, doesn't
the
chowder. It? It's
oh,
just
no.
an absolute winner.
Oh, anyway, people can't. I've just dropped the soda bread into the beef foo and I was planning on dipping it into what was left of the chowder. Anyway, I'm not going to combine the two, but I am going to finish that chowder. It's delicious. They're all delicious. They're all up on Aisling social channels, as always. If they're not up this evening, they'll be up there fairly quickly at Aisling Larkin. Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same
Thank
time.
You.
And next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program. Introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.